The following shiur has been presented by Rav Binyamin Hollander, Dayan, Beis Din Mishpatei Chayim, Yerushalayim, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Bavakama Daf Mem Vav.
I would like to discuss an interesting din Torah that occurred around 100 years ago in Baghdad by the Beis Din of the famous Rav Ben Ishchai, which is Nagea to our Gemara at the beginning of the Perek, Shoshanovich HaSaporo, of Hamoich HaShoy LeChaveroi, V'nimsa Nagchem. Story was of a wholesaler who had sold earthenware crockery imported from Europe to a retailer. Expensive crockery, and after a couple of days, it became known to the retailer that these Kalim had been hired out and used at a wedding of one of the important Goyish millionaires. After being used, it had been specially cleaned and replated. Now there was no way of telling that these Kalim had already been used, and that was not the problem here, that the retailer came to the Ben Ishchai. His problem was something else. We all know there is a halacha that kelim used by goyim have to be kashered, hagola has to be done. But since earthenware kelim, it was porcelain, earthenware crockery, kli cheres ein hem tikkun, there's no way to kasher kli cheres. Came the retailer to the Ben Ishchai, and he said to him, if I would have known that I could not sell these kelim to Jewish people and only to goyim, I would never have agreed to the deal. The wholesaler replied, you're correct, these can only be sold to goyim. But what does it bother you? There's no loss of money involved. They are worth the same amount as I sold it to you. The only problem is that you have a smaller amount of people who can buy it from you. But that, who says that for that reason you can retract from the deal? The Ben Ishchai brought a Tshuva's Kol Eliyo, who had a very similar case. There was a Yid who had bought suits from a Goy. When he checked the suits, he found shatnez inside. Came the Yid to the Kol Eliyo, and he wants to retract from the deal for the same reason. If he would have known there was shatnez, and he has to start taking out shatnez and repairing the suits, he would not have bought them. The Kol Eliyo wanted to compare this to the halacha brought in Shulchan Aruch Shemishpot Simei Reish Lamed Beis of Reuben, who sold Shimon a barrel of oil. Shimon relied on Reuben that it was good quality oil, and therefore did not even bother to open up the barrel to check. But later, when he came home and did open it, he found it wasn't such good quality oil. So the halacha is that since he did not make a tnai beforehand that he only wants good quality oil, but he just said he wants to buy oil, the halacha is you cannot ask for mekachtos. Says the Kol Eliyo, what do we see from this halacha? That when there is not a real mum, but just a difference in quality, then we cannot say mekachtos. Said the Kol Eliyo, in the case of the suits with shatnez, since there was no tnai made that has to be shatnez free, you could not come and say mekachtos. The Ben Ishchai asks on this Kol Eliyo, but there is another halacha brought in the same simon. A person sold a behemoth to his friend to sheft, and after shefting it, he found that it was treifa. The halacha is that if it was a treifa when he bought it, then he can claim a mekachtos. And if it only happened afterwards, then the buyer loses out. Question is here, why don't we say the same thing, just like by the oil? We say that it's enough gemini when he made a tnai beforehand, and without a tnai, one cannot say mekachtos. So the same thing should apply here. If he made a tnai that the behemah has to be not treifa, then we say it's not mekachtos. But since he did not make a tnai, there should be no way of saying mekachtos. The Kohen Yoh answers, by the case of the behema, why do we say that we can taina mekachtos? Because a behema, which is trefa, is worth less. And therefore we say he paid too much for the behema. So you can claim mekachtos. But in the case of Shatnas, when he said that it was for personal use for his family to wear, and not for business purposes for selling, and now it's a big tear of him to going around buying new clothes for the whole family, therefore, there's a difference. Said the Kohen Eliyahu, in our case of the Kanim, the false selling Kanim, everything is different. First of all, it was not for personal use, it was selling. Number two, there's no loss involved, as he can sell it to his non-Jewish customers. The Ben Ish Chai was not pleased with this answer, and he wanted to compare it to our Gemara, which we have learned today. The Gemara says, on the Omer Daleth, four lines from the beginning of the Gemara, a person sold a shoyer to his friend, and it came out that he was a wild shoyer who went around goring. Now what's the problem? The person thought that he was buying an ox for plowing and breeding purposes. In the end, he saw nothing can be done with it. It was a wild, uncontrollable shoyer. So Rav says, Harry is a mekatos. It is a mekatos. Ushmuel omar, yochel sheyoyim eloy deshkita machalotim lecho. Shmuel can say that he can tell him, I didn't know you wanted to keep it for breeding purposes. I thought that you wanted to do it for shkita, to shechting. Now the Rishonim say here that it's talking about, even though most people usually buy oxes not for shechita purposes, only for plowing purposes, and we have a roiv supporting the buyer, since the seller is a mukhsar, we can say, so we see later on the Gemara said, I'm going to have it right, but the main thing is here, the Gemara is not misyakas to it at all at the beginning. Says the Gemara asks a question, am I? Let us see whether this is a person who usually sells for radio for breeding purposes, or is it someone for shechita purposes. Said the Gemara, Lo Tzricha, we can't bring a raya from that. Why not? The zovin naho ulaho is sometimes used for this, or sometimes used for this, sometimes for breeding someone. He sometimes buys for breeding, sometimes he buys for shechita. So the Gemara asks a question, maybe we can tell the feeder price, how much was it paid? Because everyone knows that the price for buying an ox, for plowing and breeding, is more expensive than for shechita. And then he will not be able to say that he bought it for shechita. Answers the Gemara that we're talking about, the Uke Bisra, the Koibin Meiradia, and the price of meat went up, and the prices are the same. So therefore, it's worth the same money. Ask the Gemara, it's worth the same money, so let him go and sell it to the butcher. Answers the Gemara, we're talking about in the case where the buyer says, why should I have to go around selling it, bothering selling it? Let the seller, who knew what kind of ox it was, let him go and sell it. So the Gemara says, Rav Oma, Harizem Mekatos. Rav says, Zil Bosa Rubo. You have to go Bosa Roy. Furuba de Incha de Radio de Zavna. Most people sell it for Radio, for plowing. But Shmuel Oma, Yochi Sheyoyma Loyla Shkita Machautim Lacho. I can tell you, he can say that I sold it to you for Shkita. For Loyazina Bosa Rubo, and we don't go Bosa Roy. Question is, why not? We always know that we have a locha, always basaroy. Says Shmuel, kios in a basaruba be isuro. When do you go basaroy? Only by isuri. Avabalamoyna, loyos in a basaruba. When it comes to monetary matters, we do not go basaroy. Elaham, moiti mechaveroy, Olam Haraya. The special din of Hamoitzi Mechavei Olam Haraya. The burden of proof is on the one who wants to draw money from the other person. And therefore, since here he had already sold it to him, he has to prove that the sale was done assuming that it was for Radia and not for Shechita. And if he can't bring a Raya, then he loses out. So let's summarize now. Summarize the Gemara according to what he says in Halacha Siman Reish Lamed Beis. In Choshe Mishpat. Someone sells an ox to his friend, and it came out that he was a goring ox, and we say it's a mum. If he sold it for Shechita purposes, we say it's not a mum. Now, if he did not explicitly tell at the time of buying whether he was buying it for breeding purposes or for Shechita, so we say, the Shulchan Aruch explains, that if this buyer usually buys it only for Shechita purposes and it's not on Mekartos, why we say that Mistomi, he bought it for Shechita purposes? But if he usually buys it for Melocha, for working, then it is a Mekartos. What happens if he's a person, Gam L'Radia V'Gam L'Shechita? He buys sometimes all for Shechita and sometimes for working. So then, if there's a difference in price, then we go after the price. That is the proof, is the price. But if there's no difference in price, and we haven't got a way to show, to prove why he bought it, so we say, this is Sofik, whoever is Mursa, we cannot take money out of him. Said the Ben Ishchai, the same would be over here in our case. If the retailer had already paid the wholesaler, then the retailer needs to bring a clear-cut proof if he would have known that these kelim cannot be sold to Yidden and only to Goyim, he would not have brought them. He would not have bought them. And then he can claim Mekartos. But if there's no way that he can bring a clear-cut proof that would have happened, then we say that he has no claim and he cannot hang the Mekartos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.